you to come up much closer now and give me a little hand. Please, I need you.
Searing guitar solo in that song. From Champaign, Illinois, that was the Finchley Boys with Outcast from their 1972 LP, Everlasting Tributes. If you detected a bit of a 60s rock vibe on that track, that's because although the album was released in 1972, it was actually recorded back in 68-69. I don't know why it took them several years to release the record, but I'm glad they did. Okay, it's time to leave the good old U.S. of A. and travel to the land of the rising sun. We're going to hear from Japanese artist Kuni Kawachi with the title track from his 1970 LP, Kiri Kyogen. You might also find this album titled as Kuni Kawachi and His Friends, and his friends in this case are the Japanese hard rock outfit, the Flower Traveling Band. These guys were major players in the Japanese hard rock scene of the 70s, and we'll be hearing more from them in a future episode of The Hard Stuff.
Yeah.
Traveled all the way from Japan to Germany with that last set. We just heard from the German group Baumstamm with their song On Tour, the title track from their 1975 LP. I like the dual guitar sound they had going during the solo section in that song. This group recently reformed after a 27-year hiatus and released a second album. We're off to the UK now to hear a cut from the London-based group Incredible Hog. The story goes that this band had so much trouble getting gigs that they decided to solve the problem by opening up their own nightclub. We're going to hear a track from their LP, Volume 1, and the song's called Lame.
Yeah.
that song. I always find myself driving a little too fast when that song comes up on my car stereo. That was the Pink Fairies with their 1971 single, The Snake. The flip side of that disc also kicks ass. It's a track called Do It. I had a tough time deciding which side to play for you. The Pink Fairies were essentially the remnants of the late 60s group The Deviants, and featured the gentleman known as Twink on drums and Paul Rudolph on guitar. Rudolph eventually left the Fairies to become a full-time member of Hawkwind. I'd like to take a quick moment now to give a shout-out to a listener, a fellow rock scholar out there in the Philly, PA area, Burns. Thanks for listening, pal. I hope you're digging it. Okay, back to the rock action now with a song from the group Road. They were an LA-based trio that featured a couple of veteran players, Mr. Noel Redding on bass, and Rod Richards on guitar. Redding's name I'm sure you recognize as the bass player formerly of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And Rod Richards, prior to this trio, was the guitarist in the group Rare Earth. We're going to hear a track from their eponymous 1972 LP, the song Spaceship Earth. Dig the wah-wah guitar on this one.
Yeah!
some heavy rock from the American heartland, with Iowa's own Truth and Janie. That was Down the Road I Go, and you can find that on their 1976 LP, No Rest for the Wicked. Well, it looks like we're reaching the end of another episode of The Hard Stuff. I hope you dug the music as much as I did. If there's anything you heard tonight that you particularly enjoyed, I'd love to hear about it. You can make comments and see a playlist of the show at my blog site, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. All right, it's time for the final selection of the evening. We're going to make one last visit to the UK and hear a track from the group Ashcan, featuring the gravelly growl of Steve Bailey on vocals. This track is from Ashcan's 1969 album, In From the Cold. And we're going to close the show with the appropriately titled Going Home. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
This is Miguel Ferrer on LuxuriaMusic.com. Take the calm off, and it's even sexier.
Gladiola sang. The seas are asleep and peaceful, and the trees are fighting mad.
There is
we'll be right back.
You're listening to listener-supported internet radio, luxuriamusic.com.